Okay, we're on Yud Tesh Lamed Aleph at the top. Right, the Gemara said that we have a mission that says Sofik Nazirus Lahakil, and we have our mission that says Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. So first the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnahs don't argue. They're two different mandiyonim. One's Rav Elazar and one's the Rabbanan. Right, and the machlokus is if a person's makdish all his chayis and all his behemoths, does he include a koi or not? Rav Elazar says it's not included because a person doesn't have in mind a suffix, and the Rabbanan holds yes. So you see, suffix nazirus according to Rav Elazar is lakula, and according to the Rabbanan is lachum. And what it says now, Omer le'abaya b'mayo kimta l'suffix nazirus l'hakuk Rav Elazar. Right, you want to say that mishnah that says Sofik Naziris Lahakal goes over Rabbi Elazar, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa of that mishnah, Sofik Bechoros. Right, Sofik, if you have a Sofik in if an animal is a Bechor or not, Echad Bechor Adam, doesn't make a difference if it's Bechor Adam, the Echad Bechor Behema or Bechoros or Behema, Beint Meya Beint Tahora, doesn't make a difference if it's a Bechor Behema Tahora, which is a korban, Alam Mizbeach, you give it to the Kohen, he brings it as a korban, or Petar Chamor, right, which is a Behema Tmeya Bechor. Hamotz Mecharav Araya, the Kohen can't claim it, because since it's a Sofik, so the person who owns it can say it's not a Bechor, I don't have to give it to you. So he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen, because Hamotz Mecharav Araya, you prove that it's yours, and I'll give it to you. B'tani Alov, Asurim B'Gizov, however, me the side of the Isser that it's a Bechor is Lechumra. Right? So Lechor, you see that Sofik Bechoros is Lechumra, even according to Rav Elazar. Right? Omer Lei, Amai Komach, Medamis Kedusha Bo Me'elel, Kedusha Bo Bidei Odom. Right? There's no question from that. Bechor is something that becomes Kaddish by itself. So therefore, it's Kaddish even me Sofik. When are you talking about Isser? So Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. Maybe it's a Bechor. So you can't use the Giza, the Avoda, you can't work with a Bechor, and you can't use its shearings or whatever. On the other hand, what's it called? The Mominus Shaila, who does it belong to? That you have to go to Kula because Hamotzi Mechavero of Arai. But over here we're talking about where a person creates Kedusha. So there we say, Rav Elazar holds that a person only creates Kedusha with its Vadai. He doesn't intend to create Kedusha where it's not clear to him, where it's a Sofik. So that's no Kasha. Eli Ikasha HaKasha. If you want to ask a Kasha, how could the Mishnah that says that Sofik Naziris Lahakal goes to Rav Elazar ask from the following case? Okay, let's just see Rashi till here. Ema Seifa, the Sofik Naziris Lahakal, the Seifa of that Mishnah, of Sofik Naziris Lahakal, says that Sofik Bechoros, the Mominus Shaila is Hamotzim Lechavaraya, and the Isser Shaila is Lechumra. Hamotzim Lechavero, Kohen, the boy Lafuke Minei, Olof Harlovi Raya. The Kohen wants to take it, because it belongs to him, he has to bring a Raya that belongs to him. Shehen Bechor, is that it's a Bechor. Shalohi Pila Nefel Kolovik, he has to bring a Raya that this animal didn't have, or this person didn't have a child before that. The Itofas Lehu Kohen, Alabayim Lechavi Raya, Dela Bechoru. The opposite is also true. If the Kohen grabs it, then the Bailam has to bring a Raya to get it back. The Asurim Begizavu, the Afopi Delo Hivada, Delo Hayavada, even though it's a Sofik Bechor, we say it's Asur Misofik. And you have to treat it like a Bechor, the Gabi the Isser. Alma Sofik Kodshim Lechumra. The Asurim Begizavu, you see a Sofik by Kodshim is Lechumra. So why don't we say the same thing by Sofik Naziris? The Hechi Matzinin Laok Mikra Velezer, the Omer Velezer Lohik Dishesakoi, the Sofik Kodshim Makula. So Morris says, no, Amaiko Medamis Kedushas Bechor Habo Me'eleho Lekdushas Koi Dali Dei Odom. There's no comparison. Kedushas Bechor comes by itself. So therefore, we say Sofik Dereis Lechumra. But where you create Kedusha, we say, Ma'ayel Lesveik, a person doesn't put himself into a situation where he's going to deal with Sveikas. When he says something, I want something to be called, it's only if I know for sure. Sveikas, I'm not interested in. Kedushas Bechor Bo Me'eleho, Lohachi Machmer Begizav Avoda. Kedushas Koi Dal Yidei Odom, Lohavi Kedusha Misofik. Ho Kashi Diktani Seifa, Dosofik Naziris Lohakil. Right, this is also a further part of that Mishnah of Suffolk Naziris Lahakil. So the Mishnah says like this. For you need a little background. There's a three-way machlokas legabi tumas mashkin. Okay? Can liquids become tameh? One man the Omer holds, liquids can become tameh. And there's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, v'chol mashka asher yishose, right, which will be being in a kli, yitma. So some learn, atanoyim, that yitma means it can become tameh, and it can be matameh other things, like anything, right, has a regular din of tuma, just like by ochlim, mashkim also become tameh min haTorah. Tameh and matameh. Second shita is, mashkim can become tameh, yitma. But to be matameh others, they don't have a koach to matameh others, only mid rabbanim. Min haTorah, there's no tumas mashkim latameh acherim min haTorah, even though they themselves become tameh. The third shita is that that pasuk's not talking about tuma at all, it's talking about hechsher, that if one of the seven liquids fall on something, it is then possible to become tameh, but the liquids itself don't become tameh. Liquid can't become tameh min haTorah, nor be matameh anything else. Surely if it's not tameh, it can't be matameh. And only the Rabbanan, where it goes there, that liquids can become tameh and be matameh. So those are the three-way machlokas. So Mordechai says like this, Safik mashkin li tameh. If you have a safik, whether a mashka was matameh something else, it became tameh, it's tameh. Right? Litame acherim tar. But if it's a safik, whether this mashka was matameh something else, it's tar. Why? Give it a mayor. Because Reb Meir and the chain hoy Reb Elezer omer kidvar, and Reb Elezer holds like Reb Meir. So one second. So you see over here that there's a difference between mashkin becoming tummy themselves lechora, because to become tummy themselves that's a doraisa, and therefore suffer doraisa lechumra. But to mitame acherim, that is not min haTorah. It's only the rabbanon, and therefore suffer the rabbanon lekula. Okay. So Mordechai says, what's it called? So you see that what's it called, that Reb Elezer is machmir by Sofik mashkin litame, to become tummy themselves, right? Umisvarli Reb Elezer litame tummy. Does Reb Elezer hold like that? Vatanya Reb Elezer omer ain tuma lamashkin kol ikr. Reb Elezer is of the shita that there is no tuma lamashkin at all, not become tummy, not to be matame. Teda Shahari Hayed Yosi ben Yoezer Ishreda al Ayil Kamza Dachain. The Almashkin based Midachai Dachain. Yosi ben Yoezer was made. Yosi ben Yoezer Ishreda was made that a certain kind of grasshopper called an Ayil Kamza was tahar, meaning it's mutter to eat. It's kosher. And he also was made that Mashkin based Midachaya, all of the liquids, water, and the other liquids in the Beis HaMitbachayim, where they used to butcher the korbanos, and they use water to clean off the things, is not matami. It's dachin, it's katar. So honey chalishmuel da omar dachin melatami acherim, that it, he said it's not matami others, but itself could become tamei, because min haTorah mashkin could become tamei. So the rabbanon couldn't have taken away the tuma of mashkin based mitbachaya. Then that's okay. Then we understand what Reb Meir says and what Reb Elezer agrees, that where it's a suffik d'oraisa, right, then it's what's it called, the chumra, and where it's a suffik the rabbanon, there it's lekula. Aval tumas atzman yesh bohem shaper. Ella the Rav, the Omer dochein mamish. But Rav holds it, no. When Yosi ben Yoezer was made, that the mashkim and beis mitbachaya are tahor. He means tahor completely. They're not even makabel tuma themselves. That means that tumas mashkin, even for themselves, can only be the rabbanon. Otherwise, the rabbanon couldn't be matayer mashke based mitbachaya. Right? They can't take away a tuma de oraisa. But if it's a tuma de rabbana, they can say our tuma doesn't apply over here in the beis hamitbachaya. So ma'ikol ameimer, right? So the chora, what's it called here? And here then we see, if it's tar completely, then Reb Elezer is machmir even where it's only the rabbana. Right? Sofik, he doesn't say sofik de rabbana lakula by kachim. By what's it called? By Sofik Mashkin. So why would we say Reb Elezer holds Sofik Naziris Lakula? Kol Shekain should be Lachumra. If you see over here, even by Sofik the Rabbanan, he holds that what's it called? That it's Lachumra. Rashi. Litame Tame. Oh no. Hakasha. Diktani Sefer, the Har Sufik Nazirus Lahakel, Sufik Mashka, Lechol Tumas Mashkin, Kari Sufik, Mishum de Leslu Ikramina Torah. Sufik Mashka over here means that the level of a Sufik is only Tumid Rabbanan. Lefi Shalom Atsinu Tumal Mashkin Beferish Min HaTorah. There's no pasuk in the Torah that specifically speaks about mashkin becoming tamei or being metamei others. Ay behaydech siva chol mashka she yishase bechol kli yitma ha'hu hechshehu. That pasuk's not talking about the mashka itself becoming tamei, but enabling a food that it comes on to become tamei. L'tamei tamei l'kabel tumas atzma vari tamei. So Rav Meir is mechalek. If the suffix is whether the mashka itself became tamei, it's tamei. Aval tamei achirim tahorim, but to be tamei others, it's tahor. Why the Rav Elazar he had the oakmil reisha the suffix nazirus Rav Elazar. If you're saying that the reisha is suffix nazirus goes like Rav Elazar, who misvira lei to the tamei tamei. How could that be Rav Elazar? Then the sefer should also be Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar does not hold that mashkim are matamei achirim. But Tanya, Rav Elazar Omer, that mashkim don't even become tamei themselves. So why should suffik mashkim li tamei, to become tamei themselves, be lechumra, right? It's only the Ravana, according to Rav Elazar. Must be that this can't go according to Rav Elazar, right? And what's it called with that, which it says Rav Elazar is, what's it called, like Rav Meir, it's not Rav Eliezer, it's Rav Elazar. But can't go according to Rav Elazar the Reisha, because the Sefer surely can't be Rav Eliezer, because Rav Eliezer holds that mashkim are tahor min haTorah legamre. So he couldn't have said that sufik mashkim to become tamei is lechumra, because only the rabbana. When we spirally tamei tamei v'atani Rav Elazar omer ein tumah l'mashkin kol ikar teiba. So Moshe says hanich l'Shmuel, this kasha is not according to Shmuel. Lo kasha the Rav Elazar ad the Rav Elazar. Elavadi lo misuk mahach brayso the suffik nazirus lahakol Rav Elazar, right? According to Shmuel, there's no kasha Rav Elazar, because what's it called? Shmuel said Rashi, inin acher eli I kasha Rav Elazar ha kasha suffik mashkin l'tami tumas mashkin atzman ha nichol Shmuel, aval tumas atzman ish bohem nicholei nami l'Rav Elazar d'omer kedvarav to Rav Meir. The suffik mashkin l'tamei tamei v'hocha b'suffik naziris amai mekel mishum dekasover lav mitzvahi l'kabel naziris the ish ki yafli di'evid komer hilkech isli suffik naziris lakel. There are two ways of learning over here. One is that according to Shmuel Evada, you can't say that what's it called that this Mishnah goes like Rav Elazar, because Shmuel holds that what's it called that what Rav Elazar said that what Yossi ben Yoezer Yisreda said that Mashke Beis Mitvachaya are Tahar, he only meant that they're Tahar from being Matami others, but they themselves have Tumah. Okay, they themselves have Tumah Minatora, right? So then what's it called, you could say that the Mishnah goes like Rav Elazar, because what's it called, then for sure right, because Rav Elazar says there's no tumah at all, and here we're saying that Rosh Yossi ben Yoezer Yisreda is meyid, that there is tumah for mashkin for themselves, just not to metame others. So then for sure, this can't be like Rav Elazar. But according to Rav says that Yossi ben Yoezer was meyid, that there's no tumah at all for what's it called for mashkin, right? Dochin mamish, right? Lemaisa, and that's what Rav Elazar holds, that ain't tumah lemashkin bichlal. So this sefer can't be Rav Elazar also, right? Because Rav Elazar doesn't make a difference between matamei itself or tamei me'acherim. It's all only the rabbanan, so it can't go like Rav Elazar. Ela l'Rav domer dochein mamish de ain't tumah lemashkin kol ikar. Amai ka'omer Rav Elazar hacha sofik mashkin l'tamei tamei. Then there's a steer in Rav Elazar. Here he says that even with the Rabbanan, Sofik is Lahachmir. And by Naziris he says that it's Lahakil. So Mara says, what's it called? According to Rav, you could say that what's it called? According to Shmuel, you could say that Rav Elazar, what's it called, when he said Sufik Mashkin to Matame others, right, is the Chumra, and here he says Sufik Naziris is Lahakil, because he holds there's no mitzvah to become a Nazir. Over there, Tumas Mashkin is the Oraisa, so it's a Chumra. By Naziris, there's no mitzvah to become a Nazir, therefore he could be Mekel. But according to Rav, that even by Tumas Mashkim, it's all the Rabbanan. Why in the world would he be Machmer over there and be Mekel by Naziris? That's the Kasha. Gemara says, Ella, to answer our original question, right, the Mishnah that says, Sofek Naziris Lahakil, and our Mishnah that says, Stam Nedorim Lahachmer, right, they're two different Tanoim. Not Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan, but Horeb Yehuda, Ella Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Shimon. Different machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Titania, Hareini Nazir Yesh Bikriyazem Meyakur. A guy had a big barrel in front of him, and he said, "I'm a Nazir if there are 100 kor in this barrel." V'halach u'matzah shenignav oshav. And then they went to measure the barrel, and it was stolen or lost. So he can't ascertain whether there was 100 kor or not. It'll never be ascertained whether there was 100 kor or not. So Rabbi Yehuda matzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Not a Nazir." Because a person doesn't make himself a Nazir, misafik. He only meant to be a Nazir if there's for sure 100 kor. If it remains a doubt, he didn't want to become a Nazir. Reb Shimon also, Reb Shimon says no. Even though it's a doubt, he's a Nazir. Maybe there was 100 kor. Okay, so that's how we're now answering. The Mishnah that says, Safik Naziris Lahakil, goes like Reb Yehuda, that misafik, you don't make a person a Nazir. And the mission says Stam Nedarim Lahachmir goes like Reb Shimon. Rashi Ella Horeb Yehuda Brice of the Suffolk Naziris the Horeb Shimon Masnis Nekani Stam Nedarim Lahachmir the Nimtzu Shenignav Olavad the Ein Yodeo Ein Yodua Im Hoyesham Meir Kur Olo. We don't know if there was Meir Kur or not, so it remains a Suffolk. So if Yehuda holds, he never meant to make himself a Nazir unless it was for sure. And Reb Shimon says, no, the Chumra. Maybe there was Meyakur, and therefore he is a Nazir. Rambam Reb Yehuda lo ma'ayil inish nafsi l'sveika. We don't have this in the Gemara. What's it called? Right, so the Gemara now is going to ask on that, right, comes out that Reb Yehuda holds that a person doesn't make himself a Nazir on a Sofik. He's not machnas himself into sveikas. He only does things on Vadai. But on Sufik, that's not his intention. Intention not to accept things misafik. Kigon hachag, it's another lo al daita the hach another. When I made the nether, I'll be a nazar. I meant if for sure there's 100 kor. If it's going to remain a doubt, I never meant to make myself a nazar. Sheim nignev hakri davi sufik im hayesham meyakor sheim nazar b'olso sveika. I'm not interested in being a nazar. So the Gemara is going to ask. We're going to have a contradiction to that, where Rabbi Yehuda does say that even if it's a sufik, we're machmer by Nedarim, we'll see. So that, what's it called, that we'll get to tomorrow.